你们带圣经来吗？
Have you brought your Bible with you?
把圣经带来的请带上来。
Those people who brought your Bible,
把圣经拿起来。
Please raise up your Bible.
谢谢你们。还有没有懒惰人？
Is there any more people who here is lazy?
不要懒惰到底。
Do not be lazy to the end.
我们大家再背约翰三章十六节，好不好？
Let's memorize again John 3:16.
一二三，上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。再一次，一二三，上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。请你读，你背一次好不好？用英文。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
哦，感谢主，大家都会背。现在我们来背约翰一书三章十六节，好不好
？How about let us memorize the First John 3:16?
一二三
，Let's go。
一二三，没有人会背，有许多基督徒只会背约翰三章十六节。
There's some people who only know how to memorize John 3:16.
但是约翰一书三章十六节很好的。
But first book of John 3:16 is also very good.
我们大家来看好不好
？Let's read it together.
我想 John 会背，因为他就名叫 John。
John knows how to memorize because his name is John.
好，我们大家一同来背。
Let's memorize it together.
心里很多名叫 Paul, so many Paul, so many John, so many Peters in the world, but they don't like Peter. They're not as Peter or as Paul or as John in the original one. Let's praise the Lord and let's always keep in mind that we belong to God and we like to know more about God. 我们一同来背这一节的圣经，约翰一书第三章第十六节一。二三，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也应当为弟兄舍命。再一次，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命，好不好？这一节好不好？
Is this verse good?
约翰三章十六节好不好？
First John 3:16,
好，
very good.
约翰一书三章十六节好不好？
John 3:16, 好、
哎、你们不好，声音没有大声，好不好？为什么好？
Why is it good?
因为你叫我说好，我就说好了。
You tell me to say good, I'll say good.
在约翰三章给我们看见神把他的儿子赐下来。
In John chapter 3 verse 16, he says that God has given us his son.
约翰一书三章十六节说，我们也应当把自己这个舍去为别人。
First John 3:16, he says that we should also lay down our lives for the brethren.
今天我要与大家思想的题目是上帝的爱的本质。
Today we shall think about the topic which is the nature of God's love.
我们再读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few more places.
在约翰在这个以赛亚书第四十九章。
First we shall read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
以赛亚在哪里呀？
Where is the book of Isaiah?
约翰以赛亚书第六十五章，以赛亚书第四十九章。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
翻到了，我们一同来看四十九章第十五节。
We shall read verse 15 in chapter 49.
以赛亚书第四十九章第十五节，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜恤她所生的儿子？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。大家读一二三，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜恤她所生的儿子？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。我们这个以赛亚书第五十四章第八节。
Let's also read Isaiah 54 verse 8.
我的怒气仗义，顷刻之间向你掩面，却要以永远的慈爱连续你。这是耶和华你的救赎主说的。一二三，我的怒气仗义，顷刻之间向你掩面，却要以永远的慈爱连续你。这是耶和华你的救赎主说的。以赛亚书六十五章第一第二节。
Isaiah chapter 65 verse 1 and 2.
以赛亚六十五章第一第二节。以赛亚书六十五章
Isaiah chapter 65,
我们要读第一第二节
read verse 1 and 2.
请英文先念一遍
Shall read in English first?
一二三
I'll read it together. I permit myself to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I permitted myself to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here am I, here am I. To a nation which did not call on my name, I have spread out my hands all day long to rebellious people.Who walk in the way which is not good, following their own thoughts.
啊，现在请中文来读一二三。素来没有访问我的，现在求问我；没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有称为我名下的， 我对他们说，我在这里，我在这里，我终日伸手招呼那悖逆的百姓，他们随自己的意念行不善之道。我们读经就到这个地方。
We shall just stop here in the Bible reading.
我们再次低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray together.
主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，恳求你这个时候打开我们众人的心，奉耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。我们这几天在思想的都是关于爱，把我们与神之间的关系怎样联系起来。
All these days we are thinking about one topic, which is love and how it connects we and God.
神不是我们思想所产生出来的一个东西。
God is not a product of our thoughts.
相反，思想是神所创造的一件事。
On the contrary, the thought is a creation of God.
神不是我们讨论的一个题目。
God is not a topic of our argument.
神乃是我们能讨论神的那个真正的原因。
But God is the true reason that why we can argue.
如果神不存在，就没有人讨论神的存在问题。
If there's no existence of God, then no man could even discuss about this.
如果神不存在，就没有人反对神的存在。
If God doesn't exist, then there will be nobody here to deny His existence.
如果神不存在，就没有人在宗教里面要盼望他们可以找到神的存在。
There's no God. There's nothing in the religion to hope for that they could find God.
神的存在不是一个题目，不是一个产品。神的存在乃是一个活的那个创造者的存在。
The existence of God is not a thought nor a topic.But it really is the true existence of that living God.
所以我们与神之间的关系，乃是建立一个我你之间的关系，不是建立一个我他之间的关系。
Therefore, the relationship between us is I-thou relationship and not I-him.
神为自己创造了人。
God has created people, man for himself.
所以神把他自己的形象同样式放在人的里面。
Therefore, God has put His likeness and image into man.
为这个缘故，人是尊贵的，人是荣耀的。
Therefore, it's this reason that man is glorious and have honor.
当一个人真正认识到他是人的时候
，When a person really realizes that he is a man,
他就过一个像神的生活，而不是过一个像动物出生一样的生活。
And therefore, he shall live a life that's like God's.But not like an animal.
神的形象不但成为我们生命里面的一个本质，神的形象也成为我们追求的一个对象。
Not only the likeness of God became our nature in us, but also is a goal that we pursue.
所以上帝的爱与人的生命有一个绝对的关系在里面。
So therefore, there is an absolute relationship between God's love and our life.
因为神把我们创造在与他之间的那个相对性的里面。
Because God has created us in the relative.A relative sense between us and him.
我们前天思想的这一个题目。
Two days ago, we thought about this topic.
那我们昨天思想的，上帝把他的独生子赐下来。
Last night, we thought about that God has given us His own.
耶稣基督是神的独生子，到底是什么意思呢
？We also discussed what is true meaning mean, that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God.
耶稣基督是神的儿子，因为父的生命如何，子的生命也就如何。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God because the same way that Father has life, the same way the Son has.
生命的本质在这个父。不同质之间有一个相同的基本。
And there's the same thing among the natures of the life of the Father and the Son.
第二次耶稣基督上帝的独生子，表示基督不是受造的，而他是从神而生出来的。
Second thing we talk about that Jesus is not a creation, but is He is a begotten Son from God.
这样他是从父出来的子，从神出来的神，是从光出来的光。
He's also the one that comes out of the Father, the Son, and also begotten out of God the God and also out of the light the light.
所以呢，他与被造界之间的不同，不是程度的不同，乃是本质的不同。
Therefore, the difference between him and the creatures is not the difference in creation, but in difference in nature.
That is not the difference in quantity, but there's a difference in quality. 这个 qualitative difference between Christ and all the mankind.这使他可以站在神与人之间成为中保的这个地位。
His difference also enhances him to stand in between the mediator position between God and us.
我们昨天思想了，上帝把他的独生子取下来，乃是要把他的救赎赐给我们。
Last time we thought about that God gave His only begotten Son in order to give us redemption.
这救赎不是这个宗教，宗教不是救恩。
We know that redemption is not religion, and religion is not redemption.
宗教是以人为本，要寻找一个解脱罪恶的那个方法。
Religion is man-centered in order to find a way to get rid of sin.
在救赎里面，那是神为人预备赦免罪恶的办法。
But in redemption is God-centered, and He gave a method to get rid of the sinful man.
人在罪恶的中间，怎么样能找出一条路 解脱自己在罪中间的审判同咒诅呢？
How could men, while they self in sin, how could they find a way to be freed of the judgment sin of sin and the condemnation of sin?
但是那位无罪的救主，他站在罪人的地位，为人受了审判，所以呢，在十字架上成就了赦罪的恩典。
And only this redemption is accomplished by Jesus Christ.Who himself is sinless, but stood on the position of a sinner and be hung on the cross.
为什么上帝把他的独生子赐下来呢？
But why does God give us His only begotten Son?
不但要把救赎赐给我们，
not only to give us redemption,
他要把新的一种生命赐给我们，
also give us a new life.
所以在宗教里面所论的是善恶之道，在哲学里面所论的是是非，在科学里面所论的是真假之道。
So therefore, in religion, we talk about the goodness and evil ways. In science, we talk about the way of truth and force. And in philosophy, we talk about the way of
这个是非之道。
Yes or no.
但是在基督里所论的是生命之道。
But in Christ, we're talking about the way of life.
感谢上帝。
Thank the God.
上帝把他的儿子耶稣基督赐下来，要使我们与他一同成为神的儿女。
That He gave us.His only begotten Son, so we shall all together be His children.
所以我们成为神的儿女，我们父叫阿爸，上帝，我们的天父在上帝。
So therefore, we are sons and daughters of God, so we could call Him Abba, Father.
神把他的儿子赐下来，还要叫我们领受在真理中间的真正的自由。
He can also give us His Son, so that we'll receive the freedom in truth.
主耶稣对法利赛人、对犹太人说：“我实实在在告诉你们，犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆。”
And Jesus said to the Pharisees and Jews that I tell you truly that whosoever sin is a slave of sin.
自古至今，没有一个人做罪的主人，只有罪做罪的仆人。
From the ancient time up till now, there's nobody being the master of sin, but only the slaves of sin.
没有一个人掌管他所犯的罪，只有在他的罪的中间被罪的权柄所掌管。
No one has authority over the sin that he committed, but only has the sin have authority over him.
Don't talk, young people. Listen to the preaching.I order you, command you, before God. 每一个人，这青年人要学习一个习惯，好好注意听主的话。一个人犯罪就做罪的奴仆，而不是做罪的主人。
A person who commits sin became the slave of sin and not his master.
所以这个世界的人只有犯罪的自由，没有从罪恶中间脱离出来的那个自由。
So therefore, the sons of men in this world they have a freedom to commit sin, but does not have the freedom to be away from sin.
耶稣基督说：“天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。”
Jesus said that the Son of the Heavenly Father, if He gives you the freedom, then you have true freedom.
上帝的爱是怎样的爱？
What is the love of God?
上帝的爱的本质是怎么样的本质？
What is the nature of God's love?
当我们讲爱这个字的时候呢，我们每一个人都有不同的观念。
When we talk about the word love, all of us have our own definition.
你说我很爱我的钢笔。
I love my pen.
你爱你的钢笔，不过你的钢笔不爱你啊。
You love your pen, but your pen does not love you.
我很爱旅行。
Said I love traveling.
你每次旅行，你都有些的享受。
Every time you went traveling, you have some enjoyment.
你爱某一种东西，可能你受那个东西捆绑。
But probably you love that thing, but that thing is binding you.
你说我爱螃蟹，你每一次爱它就要死掉一只。
So every time you love to have crab, every time you love one crab, it has to die.
有的爱是享受的爱，有的爱是分受的爱。
Yeah, sometimes the love is.Love of receiving is some love. There's love of giving.
有的爱是要牺牲自己的爱，有的爱是牺牲别人的爱。
There's some love is self-sacrificial, and there's some love that's other sacrificial.
所以我们看见爱这个字的背后有许多不同的本质的成分。
And we can see that behind this word love, there's so many different kind of nature.
当大卫说：“上帝啊，你的爱比我的生命更好。”
And when David said that your love is far better than my own love,
这表示神的爱是从神的生命产生出来的。
He said it means that God.
你看着会更好。
It means that God's love also comes from God's life.
神的生命不是人的生命。
God's life is not man's.
所以神的爱的本质也不是人的爱的那种本质。
This quality of God's love is not the same quality of.
一个人的人格高尚了，他的行为也就是高尚。
Person who is honest and has high honor, that his action will.
但是一个人行为高尚，不一定他的人格是高尚的。
But if this person acts righteously, but doesn't mean that his characteristic.
因为行为可以装假的。
Because in your act, you could fool people.
一个人里面的心是肮脏的，他的言语常常是肮脏的。
A person in his heart, if he's dirty inside, his speech is often
dirty. 一个自私的人呢, 他的爱也是自私的。
A conceited person, even his love is conceited.
那么大卫说，上帝啊, 你的爱比我的生命更好, 那个上帝的爱的本质到底是怎么样的一个本质？
When David said that your love is far better than my life, what is actually the quality or the nature of God's love?
这就是今天我们要思想的一个大的题目。
This is the big topic we should think about tonight.
神的爱的本质是一个怎么样的本质？
What is the true nature of God's love?
你没有认识神, 你就不认识他的爱的本质是怎么样的。
If you do not understand God, then you will not understand the quality of His love.
圣经告诉我们，我们的神是超自然的神。
The Bible tells us, first of all, our God is a supernatural God.
所以呢，上帝的爱乃是个超自然的爱。
So therefore, His love is a supernatural love.
为什么说神是超自然的神？
Why do we say that God is a supernatural God?
神既然创造了世界，神本身就不是世界。
If God has created the world, then God Himself is not the world.
神既然创造了时间同空间，神本身一定超越时间的空间。
If God Himself has created time and space, then Himself must be extra time and space.
神既然创造了物质，神的本身就不可能是物质。
If God Himself created matter, then He Himself will not be matter.
如果我做一个杯子，难道我是一个杯子吗？
If I create a glass, will I myself be the glass?
如果我做了一张桌子，难道我自己是一张台吗？
If I create a desk, will I myself be a table?
照样做房子的人不是房子，做钢琴的人不是钢琴，造世界的神也不是这个世界。
Same way the house builder is not a house, or the piano maker is not a piano. Same way that God Himself is not this world.
神创造了物质，所以神不是物质。
God has created matter, so therefore He Himself is not matter.
因为他不是物质，所以他是看不见的。
So therefore, if it's not matter, He's also invisible.
神既然创造了看得见的世界，神本身就不可能是看得见的神。
If God has created a visible world, then He Himself is impossible to be visible.
这样看得见的神就不是神，真神必然是看不见的。
So therefore, that God, the true God, will be invisible.
因为他是看不见的，所以他是真神。
Because He's invisible, He is a true God.
感谢上帝，上帝是看不见的。
Thank God that He Himself is invisible.
如果上帝是看得见的，你转过头，上帝就不见了。
If God is visible, if you turn around, then God, you'll not see God.
如果上帝是看得见的，他就比我们的眼界更小了。
If He's visible, then He's smaller than our vision.
那么这样的一位神就在我们的经验的里面，而不可能超越我们的经验。
And this kind of God will be only in our experience, and will not be out of our experience.
像当许多人说，我看不见神，所以我不相信神的存在。这个人不明白什么叫做神，也不明白什么叫做神，也不明白什么叫做信心。
If some person said that if I don't see God, I will not believe him, then this person does not know what is God and what is vision, or nor is something is called faith.
当你看见唱诗班在那里唱诗的时候,
when you see the choir, they are singing.
Oh, 你闭着眼睛，从开启眼睛，对音又没有增加，也没有减少。
When you either open your eyes or close your eyes, you did not add a bit to the music.
你看见或者没有看见那个音乐的本身，不因为你的见而不见有所影响。
The quality of the music itself does not change because whether you see or not.
但是当你把眼睛打开来的时候,
but when you open up your eyes,
我请问你，当整个诗班正在唱的时候，谁最重要？
I ask you, who is the most important person among the whole choir?
你是独唱的人最重要。
You said the person who sang the solo.
你是合唱的人更重要。
You said the people who sang the harmony.
你是双唱那一部分最好听。
So that the duet part is the most brilliant.
如果没有弹琴，他们会走调，所以弹琴的更重要。
You say probably the most important one is the person who played the piano.
但是你注意的弹琴的这个或者是这个 他唱的，他们都在看指挥。
But you pay attention that whether the piano player or the singer, they all look at the conductor.
所以说，你说指挥更重要。
So you said the conductor is most important.
但是多数指挥是不唱出来，只有今天的指挥唱出来。
But most of the time, the conductor don't sing except tonight.
所以指挥的很重要，但是他不唱。
But the conductor is so important, but he doesn't sing.
你是要来听，但是你听不见最重要的声音。
You come here to listen, but you will not hear the most important one.
对不对啊？
Is that right?
你看见了orchestra正在演奏的时候。
You see, all orchestra is being performed.
那个每个人都拉拉的忙得不得了。
Every person is playing music.
那个指挥在哪里指挥？指了，在哪里指了？
And the conductor is conducting and waving.
有一个乡下人不懂，他回去问他的叔父说。
There's a poor person. He went back. He understands.
他说每一个人的手都在拉着琴啦，这个弦啦，打。为什么那个人拉来拉去就抓风呢？
So everybody is playing something, either instrument or other things, but how come that person is grabbing a
我告诉你, 最重要的变成看不见的。
I tell you, the most important one is that you cannot see.
最重要的变成听不见的。
The most important thing you cannot hear.
但是我告诉你，刚才唱诗班在唱的时候，我不认为唱的最重要，弹的最重要，指挥最重要。我告诉你，那个今天不在这里的作曲家，如果没有做那首歌，今天他们全部不能唱，对不对？
I said that while seeing all the choir, I don't see whether the singer or the conductor or the piano player are the important one, but it's the one who is not here tonight. He's not existing. How could all the choir sing for him?
一个不懂音乐的人在一个 concert hall 听的 Beethoven Symphony No. 3 Eroica 当他听完了以后我看不见 Beethoven 所以 Beethoven 不存在
And when after he hears all the concert, he says, I don't see Beethoven, so therefore he doesn't exist.
但是 Beethoven 的存在 看不见的存在 是今天看得见的演奏存在的最重要的原因
But the invisible Beethoven who existed before is the most important reason why this orchestra is performing.
照样当我们看见这个世界看不见神的时候我们就下结论说神不存在
So therefore when we see this world we did not see God then we set out a conclusion said that God doesn't exist.
神不是不存在而是神看不见
It's not that God doesn't exist but it's that he's invisible.
神看不见因为神创造了自然神就不是自然
He's invisible because he created nature therefore he is not nature.
这样这位神乃是位超自然的神
Therefore this God is a supernatural God.
因为神是超自然的神 所以神的爱是超自然的爱
Because he's supernatural therefore his love is also supernatural.
上帝把人创造在自然界的里面
God has created man to be in the realm of nature.
整个自然界是为人而造的
And the whole realm of nature is created for man.
所以泥土生出许多的东西给我们是需要来享受
So therefore the ground has given up so many life products for us to enjoy.
人被造在神与物的这个中间
But man is being created between God and matter.
请问人的生活完全为了这个物质吗？
Let me ask you, does the man's life have purpose only in matter?
人的价值不是为了这个追求这个物质吗？
And the material, is it only to pursue material?
如果我们单单从自然的这一方面来领受我们的需要，而没有从神的这一方面来领受我们的需要，我们的生命永永远远没有满足。
And there will be never have any satisfaction to our life. We only look for the side of nature to satisfy us and not the supernatural side of God to satisfy us.
我小的时候我在中国大陆,
When I was small, I was in mainland China.
我就开始注意一些人生的问题了。
I started to pay attention to some of the problems about human life.
那个时候大概七岁八岁的时候,
About that time, I was about 7 or 8 years
old. 我发现如果同学们讲话, 你很有钱, 每一个人都不要那么说, 我没有钱, 大家都否认他有钱, 奇怪。
When somebody said that you're rich, you have a lot of money, all people would deny this, no, don't say that I'm not.
有没有人你说, 你很有钱, 他说, 你早就有钱, 你现在才知道吗? 很多人就说够车够车没有什么钱没有什么钱
A lot of people just say Well we just barely made enough It's not much money
这个奇怪这个现象我从小就注意了
But this is a very strange phenomenon I observed when I was small
后来我到南洋去
But later I went to South Asia
到香港到台湾看都是一样
I have seen or in Taiwan Hong Kong all the same thing
我们对物质从来不满足
And that we have never have any satisfaction to a material
对灵性很满足
And to us satisfaction of spiritual thing we're all satisfied
文章总是自己的好 太太总是别人的好 文章呢
Or the writing is always that your writing is the best, but the wife is always somebody else.
作品总是自己比别人高超，但是呢，富有总是别人比自己更享受。
Your product is always better than others, but the riches is always someone else better than you.
为什么我们对物质从来不满足，对灵性常常很满足呢？
But why always we never have any satisfaction over material goods, but have satisfaction over spiritual?
为什么有这样的现象产生出来呢？
Why we have such a kind of thing happen?
这但是在自然与超自然之间，我们那个平衡没有清楚。
Because we do not have that balance, we're not clear with that balance between supernatural and natural.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，有许多有钱的人，他们的心没有真的平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's so many rich people that they do not have peace in their heart.
相反的，你看见有一些很穷的人赞美上帝。
On the contrary, you see so many poor people that praise God.
有病的人会安慰别人。
Sick people, they could comfort others.
快要死的人会传福音。
People who are ready to die, they will spread the gospel.
奇妙的事情。
Isn't that very wonderful?
奇妙的事情。 奇妙的一个事情有一次有一个人说唐先生请你为一个很老的病人祷告
It's one day that somebody said that Mr. Tang would you pray for an old sick patient
所以我就去了
So I went
当我去的那个人正在祷告
So I went there that person was there praying
他祷告眼睛没有关起来
When he prayed he was opening
因为他已经失明好几年了
Because he has lost his sight for so many years
所以打开他的眼睛在那祷告
So therefore he opened his eyes and prayed
他看不大清楚
But he cannot see too
他说上帝啊 好像同自己的朋友谈话一样的
And he's talking to God It's like he's talking to his own friend
祷告了我想我应该安慰他 因为他有cancer的病 很重很痛苦
After prayer I think I should comfort him because he has cancer is in pain
奇怪的 他没有受我的安慰，他反过来帮助我，安慰我，为主工作不要灰心，年轻轻轻要为主热心。
And but on the contrary, he didn't receive my comfort, but he came on comfort to me and said, "You should serve the Lord still young and never lose courage."
Oh, 变成他安慰我们。
It became he that he comforting us.
于是我到这个 paradise 去看到，这个不是真的 paradise, the paradise of not original, copy one in the world. 这个是在 Pennsylvania. 所以我去看这个蔡淑娟小姐的时候。
And once I went to see Miss Christina Tai in Paradise, Pennsylvania.
我想我是神的仆人，我应该帮助她，安慰她几句话。
Well, I'm a servant of God. I should comfort her.And say something.
想不到他用很喜乐的言语来帮助我。
And I never thought that she could use such a joyful words to help me.
他说：“唐弟兄，我为你每天祷告。”
He said, "Brother Tom, I pray for you every day."
我吓了一跳，我没有见过他，怎么会为唐长能祷告呢？
I said, "I never seen you. How could you pray for me?"
他说：“我从菲律宾收到信，听见你在那边的聚会，相当蒙神的赐福，所以我为你祷告。”
He said, "I have received letters from Philippines. I know that God's been blessing you through the meeting, so I pray for you."
这很奇怪的嘛。
It's very strange.
玛丽莲梦露。
Marilyn Monroe.
后来变成梦，变成莲，变成鹿。就他的生命就那么短暂的就离开世界了。
That her life is so short and left this world.
就是 the most sexual star in the world, 对不对？就是最性感的明星了。
That's the most sexual movie star of the world.
漂亮的不得了。
哦，
这美丽的不得了。
是
许多男的呢，很盼望娶到这样的；许多女的很盼望变成她那样的。
So a lot of men would like to marry somebody like her, and that woman would be like her.
人他走路这样，大家跟他走这样；他头发这样，大家修的这样；他的衣服是这样，他也这样。人家这样，因为有暖气，你这样就伤风了。
Oh, people started to copy me like Marilyn Monroe with the dress or the way she had hair. Oh, walk.
什么都要学他。
Everything you copy.
走路学他。
The way you walk.
穿衣服学他。
The way you dress.
讲话学他。
The way you talk.
有一天他自杀了，可惜你修不成。
And one day she committed suicide. Too bad you can't copy.
为什么像玛丽莲梦露这样的人会自杀呢？
How could be such a person like Marilyn Monroe?
如果他的面子丑八怪自杀，我们就了解了，对不对？
She's very ugly in her appearance. Then we understand why.
但是丑八怪哭完了，有常常很有努力，活到老的。
But we know a lot of ugly people after they cry, they have strength to live until.
像 Ernest Hemingway 这样的人为什么会自杀？
But why would people like Ernest?
像 Kodak 的主人赚了千千万万的美金，为什么他自杀？
Like the owner of the Kodak company, how could he kill himself while earning so much money?
我告诉你，因为他们没有超自然的爱。
I tell you because they do not have the supernatural love.
超自然的爱
，the supernatural love
比这世界所能给我们的还更大。
It's greater and bigger than all the things this world.
超自然的爱比这世界的金钱所能买来的还更宝贵。
Supernatural love is more precious than all the things this world could buy.
金钱可以买维他命，不能买生命。
Money could buy vitamin, but not life.
金钱可以买恭敬，不能可以买恭维，不能买恭敬。人家对你的恭维。
Okay, money could buy other people's
false appreciation.
False appreciation, but not respect.
那那真正的尊敬不是用金钱可以买来的。
That true respect is not cannot be bought by money.
金钱可以买属世的权力，不能买那属灵的权柄。
But that money could buy the worldly authority, but cannot buy that spiritual power.
那真正有价值的东西是超自然，而不是单单在这个自然界里面。
The thing that really has a true value is the thing that's out of this nature.
上帝的爱是超自然的爱。
God's love is a supernatural love.
第二样，上帝的爱乃是圣洁的爱。
Secondly, that God's love is a holy love.
今天的许多人很讲爱爱爱爱，常常讲爱，但是不知道什么叫做爱。
But there are a lot of people today talk about love, 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 but they really do not know what's love.
这个时代是一个很可怕的时代。十二三岁的孩子会讲我爱你，我爱你。
This love is a horrible. This time is a horrible time. A 2 or 3 year old kid can say I love you.
不是两三岁，十二三岁。
12 or 13 year old, they can say I love you.
哦，两三岁的孩子说讲 I love you, 那是真的爱了。
12 or 13 years old, they say I love you, it's true love.
但是十二三岁的孩子讲我爱你，不知道他在讲什么。
When 12 or 13 year old kid, when they say that, they don't know what they mean.
你看见了没有呢？
You ever seen that?
从前结婚以后讲的。
Before is after marriage, you say.
现在没有结婚就讲了。
Now is before you get married, you say.
从前讲的时候面红红的。
Before you say that, you're all bashful.
现在讲的时候是挥动拳头来讲的。
And now you say you're wasting your arm and fist.
从前讲的时候很不好意思的。
Before when you say you want to hide your.
现在用这个 microphone 用 loudspeaker 来讲。
And now you use a loudspeaker or a microphone.
从前在房间里面慢慢讲的。
And before you talk slowly and softly.
现在搬上电视台来讲了。
And now you just go on the TV and show everybody.
从前 先做了也会感觉到很害羞的。
Before when you do it, you feel shameful.
现在做了以后，还要用哲学家的言论来替自己辩论。
Now you do it, and you still have to defend yourself with philosophy.
我不知道今天的世界人对爱这个字到底了解多少。
I really don't know how much people in this world realize what the meaning of love is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，特别是亲爱的青年人，我告诉你，圣洁的爱是建立生命的爱。肮脏的爱是毁灭生命的爱。
Dear brothers, especially young men, young people, I should tell you that a holy love is a love to establish life, but a dirty love is a love to destroy life.
有许多许多的青年人，他们的生命被那肮脏污秽、有罪的爱所毁灭、消成了。
And so many people that their heart, their life is being destroyed by a dirty and sinful love.
请问你所领受的爱是怎么样的爱呢？
Let me ask you, what kind of love have you received?
上帝的爱是圣洁的爱。
But the love of God is a holy love.
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
Because our God is a holy God.
有许多人说，如果上帝是爱，为什么不给我顺利的道路？
So if someone will say that if God is love, why doesn't He make me smooth?
如果上帝是爱，为什么给我这个平安的道路？
Why doesn't He give me a way of all peace?
为什么我今天一面相信上帝的爱？一面我过一个很痛苦的生活。
On one hand, I believe in God, but also I also live a miserable life.
我告诉你，一个圣洁的爱一定是个有目的的爱。
But let me tell you that a holy love also has a love with purpose, with demands.
这个目的不是神有一个个别为他自私的目的，乃是他的目的要成全你，使你被成就一个有用的人。
But this purpose is not that God wants to satisfy Himself, but He wants to make you a useful person.
所以呢，神在这个目的里面给人有一些的计划。
So in His purpose, God gives people some plans.
目的同计划使我们的方向同前途有一个固定的原则来控制。
So therefore, God will give us the plan and the direction so that we will have some principle to guide our directions.
这是一个圣洁的爱。
So therefore, this is the holy love.
一个圣洁的爱乃是一个雕塑人性的生命的一个爱。
Holy love is also a love that molds a personality.
神要用他自己的目的，用他自己的能力来雕塑我们，试炼我们，使我们成为和他使用的人。
So God wants to use His love to test us, to mold us, so that we'll become a person He can use.
因为这个缘故呢，神用各样的试炼来临到我们的身上。
Because of this, God has given us all kind of trial that He permitted to come to us.
当神的试炼临到一个人的时候，我们当时很难明白为什么神爱要用这个办法。
And when the trial comes, at that time, that moment, we often wonder why God wants to use this method.
但是我们要顺从主，到了过一段时间，你就看出神所做的是没有错误的。
If we obey God, after a period of time, you'll find out that God doesn't make mistakes.
神许可临到我们身上的事，都是对我们有益的。
All things that God permitted to come to us is beneficial to us.
我的母亲33岁做寡妇。
My mother became a widow when she was
那个时候她只有信主一年。
At that time, she only believed in the Lord for 1 year.
7个男孩子
7 sons.
所以人家就说的，像你这样的一个人，信耶稣信了一年，这个丈夫都死了。
So how could a Christian be like you, believe for 1 year and the husband died?
你不信不要紧，一信丈夫就死了。
You don't believe it's alright, but once you believe the husband died,
你丢掉你的上帝吧。
You just throw away, give up your God.
你不要再信他吧。
Forget about.
如果神真的爱你，为什么给你这样的困难呢？
If God really loves you, how come He give you such a problem?
这是一个日本时代啊。日本的时代
At that time is the Japanese occupation
打仗的时代
It's a time of war
你要怎么样养活这7个男孩子还有一个女孩子呢
How could you raise 7 sons and 1 daughter?
我的母亲没有回答这些话语
My mother didn't answer any of those questions
她说神啊越困难我越依靠你
She says God the harder it is the more I depend on
我不是看今时我要看永远
I don't look at this world but I look eternity
许多的事情现在我不知道但是我知道你没有错误
There are many things I do not understand but I know that you never make mistakes
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
神爱一个人为什么给了一些很难经历的磨练呢
If God loves a person, why does God give such a harsh treatment as trials?
这个爱有固定的成全
Because that the love must have a fulfillment
所以这就需要经过一个阶段来达到成全的那个目的
They must have a process in order to reach that fulfillment
你们中间的哪一个人所戴的金戒指是没有经过火焚烧过的
Which one of you wear a gold ring which has never been put into fire?
你们所穿的漂亮的衣服有哪一件是没有用剪刀把它剪下去的呢
Whichever one of you wear a nice dress that has never been cut by a scissor.
照样我们的性格需要磨练我们的性格神用一切的试验临到我们的身上
Same way with our personality and characteristic needs to be polished. Trials God has let it come to us.
有许多时候我们认为如果顺利，那就是神的爱；如果不顺利，就不是神的爱。
Some people will say that if God let me have a smooth sailing, then God is love. If not, He's not love.
让我讲一句不客气的话，这样的思想是相当幼稚的思想。
Let me tell you something. This kind of thing is very naive.
中国人说天降大任于斯人也，必先劳其筋骨，苦其心志。孟子讲的话语。
Mencius used to say that if the heaven wants to give a heavy responsibility to a person, he must work him out throughout totally.
苏格拉底说的 unexamined life is not worth living. 一个人没有受过这个受过试验的人生是不配活在这个世界上。所以做一个人要有人的勇气。
So therefore, in order to be a person, you must have the courage.
我们生需要勇气，我们工作需要勇气，我们生存奋斗需要勇气，面对死亡也需要勇气。
In order to live, you need to have courage. You need to work, you need to have courage. Even facing death, you need to have courage.
这个勇气就是那做人的信心。
And that courage is to become our faith.
我们不但需要在自然界的这种信心。
Not only that we have the faith over this natural world.
我们更需要那一对永恒的世界产生盼望，以救恩发生关系的那一个超自然的信心。
We must all have the supernatural faith that connects us to the supernatural and also the hope of salvation.
因为上帝的爱是圣洁的，所以上帝有时候会管教人。
Because of God's love is a holy love, He disciplines us.
有的时候我们受苦是因为我们犯罪。
A lot of times we suffer because we have committed sin.
有些时候我们受苦不是因为我们犯罪。
Many times we suffer not because we committed sin.
当我们犯错的时候，我们的父亲会打我们。
When we are committed wrongs, my parents will discipline us.
照样，神的爱也是用他的管教鞭打，把我们带到他的目的里面。
The same way that God has stricken us because of His discipline, in order to bring us to His purpose.
有一天，我的孩子对我说：“爸爸，你不爱我。”
It's one day that my son told me that the father don't love.
哎呀，我听见这句话，我的心好像刀刺一样的。
When I heard this, it's like my heart's been.
我说：“爸爸爱你。”
He said, "But father loves you."
他说不。
He said, "No."
你不爱我。
Don't love me.
我说爸爸爱你。
He said, "Yes, father."
他说如果你爱我就不打我，你打我就是不爱我。
He said, "If you love me, you don't hit me. If you hit me, you don't love me."
我说我打你，我还是爱你。
He said, "I hit you, I still love you."
他说不。 打我就是不爱我，
me,
爱我就不打我。 一个幼稚的思想不能把苦痛爱连在一起。
Such a naive thinking, they cannot take suffering and love putting together.
当一个人的生命成熟的时候，你就知道神的爱同神的管教、鞭打、试炼能连在一起的。
You know that if your life has become mature, you will understand that God's discipline and His scourging is connected together with His love.
你看中国人都是很动用脑筋的人。
We know that Chinese are all people who use their brain.
你看德国人也是动用脑筋的人。
German people also use their brain.
美国人也是很动用脑筋的人。
American people also use their brain.
他们很殷勤的人。
They are very
很 diligent， 但是当你到菲律宾去，你到沙拉旺去，你到印尼去看，你一大堆懒惰人。
If you went to Indonesia or Philippines or Sarawak, you see a lot of lazy people.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们的生活太舒服了。
Because they're so comfortable in their living.
你种几棵树呢？一生就吃那些果子，也不会饿死的。
You just raise a few trees, your whole life you eat those fruit.
你种子随便种下去，它就自己跑出来了。
You throw any seeds on the ground.
所以呢，顺利的生活到底会不会产生伟大的人格呢？
And such as a good life without any obstacle, would it really develop good life?
这是不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
在北欧、瑞典、挪威所做的东西特别好。
In Northern Europe, all the things that are done there are so good.
因为他们冷得不得了的时候。
They are so cold.
他们热得不得了的时候，
and when they're so hot,
这个物质的热胀冷缩的这个定律呢，要求他们所做的一切特别精密， 否则 got stuck 不能再走了。
And therefore because of the physics of heat and cold, that they must do things so precise, otherwise because of nature it will not work.
如果这些东西是在这个非洲做，在印尼做，在热带做，就乱七八糟， 连他那边 assemble 都 assemble 乱七八糟。
If all these things is being done in Southeast Asia or Africa, you'll come out in the mess.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为生活太顺利了。
Because they have such a comfortable life.
所以呢， 这个 General MacArthur 他曾经有一个伟大的祷告。
General MacArthur is a great prayer.
他说上帝啊， 求你不要让我的孩子走平顺的道路。
He says, God, do not let my son have a smooth life.
不要让我的孩子走一个平坦的道路。
Do not have a flat road to walk on.
你要给他许多的困难， 给他许多的荆棘， 给他在大风浪中间可以站立得住。
You have to give him a lot of problems, a lot of happening, so that in the whole big wave of ocean, he can stand fast.
我想很少父母亲这样
I think so little parents pray.
多数就是上帝要给我的孩子一生一世平安顺利，从来没有给蚊子咬。
The father said, God, let my child have a very good life, all comfortable, never been bitten by mosquitoes.
给他遇到好的人，遇到好的环境，从来没遇到坏蛋。
Meet the good people, meet the good environment, never the mugger.
但是 General MacArthur 说，给我的孩子遇到大困难、大风浪，然后在大风浪中间。 站立起来，又能帮助那些因风浪而快要跌倒的人。
He says General MacArthur prays that not only he gives his son the problems and the big waves, but he can stand out and to help other people.
我怕我们今天谈爱，爱不是谈一个肤浅的爱，乃是谈一个很深奥、很有基础、很有价值同永恒价值的那个爱。
But I hope today we talk about love is not a superficial love, but the love with depth and foundation and supernatural love.
你说最亲爱的人，上帝把他拿去吗？
He said the most beloved person, could he take it away?
上帝让你存在过一个痛苦的生活吗？
God could he let you live and have a suffering life?
岂不知过几十年，这些痛苦变成福气呢？
How do you know that in 10 years all these suffering become blessing?
岂不知你的生活如果像过去那样顺利，你的儿女可能不成功呢？
How do you know that all the good things happen to your life probably cause your sons to have failure?
美国的总统里面有12个是在最贫穷的家庭里面出生出来的。
In American president history, there are 12 of them came out of the poorest families.
最伟大的 Abraham Lincoln 当他小的时候，曾经借了一本 Washington 的这 biography， 借了以后呢，睡到一半，下雨，他房子漏得厉害，把这个书弄得烂了，给人家抓去4个月做人家的奴隶。
And we know that Abraham Lincoln was so poor that he has borrowed a book, and somehow this book was destroyed by rain, and he has to be sitting in jail for 4 months.
这样的一个人有盼望吗？
Like、a,
但是我告诉你，许多很顺利、很平安、很有钱的家庭出不了什么东西出来。
Well, I know there are so many good families never have any problem, doesn't have anything come out.
在音乐的历史里面也是如此。
Same thing with the examples in music history.
Two-five Palestrina, 这个 Purcell, 这个 Telemann, 这个 Johann Sebastian Bach.Handel, 这个 Mozart, Haydn, Berlioz, 这个 Brahms, Wagner, 许多人都过一个贫穷的生活。
So many of them live a poor life.
只有一个 Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy 是一个银行家的孩子。
And all except that Mendelssohn probably is a big banker's son.
但是在这个 Mendelssohn 所有的音乐里面，你找不到像贝多芬那种稳重的在深层的部分那个最基本的奋斗力，你找不到。
But you can never find that.In Mendelssohn's music, such a characteristic of Beethoven, such as struggle through life.
如果你不懂 music, 你就不知道我在讲什么。如果你研究，你知道我讲的什么有什么意思。
You don't understand music, you probably don't understand what I'm talking about.
上帝的爱是圣洁的爱。
God's love is a holy love.
第三样，上帝的爱不但是这个超然的爱，上帝的爱不但是圣洁的爱，上帝的爱也是主动的爱。
On top of all, the first two, God's love is also the love that have initiative.
什么叫做上帝的爱是主动的爱呢？
Does it mean that God's love is initiative?
有没有一个人爱上帝爱到上帝不好意思不得不也爱他的呢？
Is there anybody who loves God so much that God has to say, okay, I'll
love you? 没有这样的人。
Never such case.
只有神先爱人，不是人先爱上帝。
All because that God first loved us and never had any person love God first.
但是人间的爱就不是主动的爱了。
But in human love is not an initiative.
人对我们好。
Somebody's good to us.
我们不得不对他也好。
And therefore we must treat him nicely.
人家送我鸡肝、猪肝，我就送他面线。
If they send me food or beef, other thing we have to give him something.
他送我鸡蛋，我就送回鸭蛋。
If he gives me egg, I'll give him some other.
他送我 Palestrina, 这个 Purcell, 这个 Telemann, 这个 Johann Sebastian Bach, Handel, 这个 Mozart, Haydn, Berlioz.这个 Brahms, Wagner, 许多人都过一个贫穷的生活。
So many of them live a poor life.
只有一个 Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy 是一个银行家的孩子。
And all except that Mendelssohn probably is a big banker's son.
但是在这个 Mendelssohn 所有的音乐里面，你找不到像贝多芬那种稳重的在深层的部分那个最基本的奋斗力，你找不到。
But you can never find that.In Mendelssohn's music, such a characteristic of Beethoven, such as struggle through life.
如果你不懂 music, 你就不知道我在讲什么。如果你研究，你知道我讲的什么有什么意思。
If you don't understand music, you probably don't understand what I'm talking about.
上帝的爱是圣洁的爱。
God's love is a holy love.
第三样，上帝的爱不但是这个超然的爱，上帝的爱不但是圣洁的爱，上帝的爱也是主动的爱。
On top of all, the first two, God's love is also the love that have initiative.
什么叫做上帝的爱是主动的爱呢？
Does it mean that God's love is initiative?
有没有一个人爱上帝爱到上帝不好意思不得不也爱他的呢？
Is there anybody who loves God so much that God has said, okay, I'll
love you? 没有这样的人。
Never such case.
只有神先爱人，不是人先爱上帝。
It's all because that God first loved us and never had any person love God first.
但是人间的爱就不是主动的爱了。
But in human love is not an initiative.
人对我们好。
Somebody is good to us.
我们不得不对他也好。
And therefore we must treat him nicely.
人家送我鸡肝、猪肝，我就送他面线。
If they If they send me food or beef or other thing, we have to give him some.
他送我鸡蛋，我就送回鸭蛋。
If he gives me egg, I'll give him some other.
他送我原子弹，我就给他氢气弹。
You give him an atom bomb, I give him hydrogen.
以后大家一同完蛋。
Everybody just all
gone. 人就是这样嘛。 所以你对我好，我就对你好。
If you're good to me, I treat you good.
你对我不好，我就对你不好。
If you're bad to me, I treat you bad also.
你听过这样的话吗？
You hear those things?
我这个人就是这样。
I am such a person.
人如果对我好，我就对他更好。
If you're to me is good, I'll be better to you.
人如果对我不好，我就比他更不好。
If you're bad to me, I'll be worse to you.
你听过没有？
Have you heard that?
听过没有？
Have you heard that?
听过没有？ 你讲过啊，不是听过啊，你讲过这样的话， 这句话到底在表达什么呢？
What does it really, this sentence, what does it mean?
这是你自己承认你的爱是被动的， 你的恨是主动的。
This is to prove that your love is being pushed on, but your hate is initiated.
You have the only passive life, but you have the active hatred. 你的恨是主动的。
Your hate is active.
一个人要需要多久的时间才懂得主动的去爱人？
How many times does a person need to learn how to love somebody?
人家常常请你吃饭，为什么你从来不请别人吃饭？
The people invite you all the time to dinner. How can you don't invite them back?
每一次一同坐车都是他出钱，为什么你不出钱？
Every time we ride on the same car, he always paid the money.
你每次就感谢主，他出了就好了。
Every time I say praise God that he paid.
你做人要需要多久，你才懂得主动的去？ 爱别人去牺牲自己。
How long must you learn to be human in order to initially to actively love other people?
我们的恨是主动的，我们的爱是被动的。
But our hate is active, but our love is passive.
有多少做母亲的人，他多少做孩子的人，不懂什么叫做母爱。等到自己结婚生了孩子，他懂他的母亲已经死了。
There's so many people when they are child, they do not know what's mother's love. But when they become mothers, then they know what's mother's love. But it's too late.
在香港有很有钱很久有钱的人。
In Hong Kong, there was a very rich person.
有一天呢，他呢，这个做妈妈的。 替他的 baby 来这个洗这个屁股的时候
，And this one day that the mother was changing the diaper for the baby.
那个姐姐看见，哎呀，妈妈这样脏，你不要去摸，你不要去摸。
And that the sister of the baby saw that, and she said, "Mother is so dirty, don't even touch it."
妈妈对她说，这不是大便啊，这是鞋膏啊，螃蟹的鞋膏。
He said, "This is not something dirty, but it's something that is good."
啊，中国人吃螃蟹，看到鞋膏很宝贵的。 In crabs,
crabs, the taste,
crabs egg 就好了。所以
crabs egg is precious to eat.
就母亲说，我爱我的 baby 啊，把他的粪便当做鞋膏一样的，我很甘心做的。
He says that even the treating the dung of the babies, I treated like a crab egg.
这个孩子对他妈妈，鞋膏是鞋膏，大便是怎么是一样的，乱来一场。
This is mother. There are two things you cannot put them all together.
他的妈妈，好啦，不要同我讲啦，等你自己做妈妈你就懂啦。
He says, mother said, okay, you don't have to talk to me when you become a mother.
后来，他这个大女儿结婚了。
So later on, this eldest daughter.
有一天，他的母亲呢跑到他房间去。
So one day, the mother went to her house.
她刚好正在替自己的 baby 洗洗洗。
She was just there to change her own.
看见她的妈妈来，她不好意思了。
When she saw her mother, she felt ashamed.
因为她从前对她妈妈说，我才不会替我的孩子洗这些东西。
Because she had said, I'll never do it for my child.
但等她自己做妈妈的时候。
When she became her mother herself.
她很甘愿的洗了。
She's very willing to change and wash.
当妈妈来的时候。
When her mother came,
问她说什么事啊？
我说 What happened?
你知道她怎么回答呢？
You know what she answered?
她说鞋膏吗？
He said,
为什么呢？因为这个爱的经验了。
Why is it because it's the experience of love?
爱要怎么样才会主动呢？
How could love be active?
有许多许多的爱是被动的。
There's so many love that's passive.
恨是主动的。
But hate is active.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我们，没有人寻找神，是神寻找人。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us no one has sought God, but God has sought us.
不是我们爱神，是神先爱我们。
It's not that we love God, but that He loved us first.
不是人拣选神，是神拣选人。
Not that we have chosen Him, but He has chosen us.
不是人呼召神，是神呼召人。
We have not called Him, but He had called us.
神的主。 所以他有主权，因为神是主，所以他的爱是主动的。
Because God is Lord, therefore He has authority and sovereignty. Because He's Lord, therefore His love is active.
感谢上帝。
We thank God.
我盼望在教会里面没有一个人认为你是一个够爱主的人。
I hope that nobody in the church will feel that you are somebody who really loves the Lord so much.
你不要以为上帝需要你这一份的爱。
I hope no one will think that you. Think that God needs your love.
因为连你能爱神的爱，也是从神那里赐给你的。
Because the love you have to love God is also given to you by God.
一个父亲开了汽车的门，拿了一大包的糖果，回到家里面来的时候。
When a father came out of the car going to home with a bag of candy,
这个孩子看见爸爸手里一包东西，他就找来找爸爸了。
The son see the father with a baggage, he came and run to the father.
这一包的糖果用 plastic 包的，所以一看就看见里面是糖果了。
And you see the plastic bag wrapper, you can see there's candy.
爸爸说：“孩子，我的好孩子，你爱不爱爸爸？”
And the father says, "Son, do you love me?"
他说：“我爱爸爸，口爱爸爸，眼睛看糖果。”
He says, "I love father." He's saying it, but he's looking at the candy.
我爱爸爸，眼睛看糖果。
He says, "I love father." He's looking at the candy.
Okay, 爸爸说：“我这包糖果是给你的。”
Father says, "All right, this candy's for you."
你分给其他的哥哥弟弟好不好？
All the other brothers and sisters.
所以当时爸爸谢谢就跑掉了。
He says, "Father, thanks." Oops, run away.
你谢谢完了就跑掉了。
Once he says thanks, he ran away.
这个叫做爱啊。懂不懂？父亲对他有爱，他对父亲也有爱，但是一爱就跑掉，这个叫做爱。
And the father loves the son, but the son loves the father, and once he loves him, he ran
away. 后来他爸爸就叫他回来。
And therefore, the father called the son to come back.
你真的爱爸爸？
Says, do you really love your father?
真的爱爸爸？
He says, really, I love my father.
口讲手一直摸着糖果。
He still keep on touching.
如果你爱爸爸，给爸爸糖果好不好？
He says, if you love the father, give daddy one.
眼睛瞪起来了。妈妈说，东西送给人不可以向人再要。
Mother said, "Whatever you give to others, give. Take, don't take it back."
这个是没有礼貌。
This is no manner.
爸爸已经给我，就不可以向我再要。
Daddy has given it to me. Can I ask it back?
爸爸虽然不同，他谈妈妈讲的。爸爸说，如果你爱我，给我糖果好不好
？Mother says, "Forget about mommy. He says, whatever you love me, you give me one."
松松肩的 ，OK.
Shrug a little bit.
所以他就找最小的一个。
He always searches the smallest one.
找小一个，让爸爸给你。
The smallest one says, "Daddy, here."
给了又马上包起来。
And give it to daddy. Take all the candy.
马上跑出去。
And ran out.
也就对他的孩子对。他的弟弟哥哥说：“全家里最爱爸爸的就是我。”
He ran out to all brothers and sisters. I love daddy the most.
我最爱爸爸。
I love daddy the most.
因为爸爸从口里在咬的那一个糖果是我给他的。
Because the candy that daddy is chewing now is I gave it to him.
你感到很好笑吗？就像你礼拜天都是拿最小的钱来奉献一样的情形。
As you think it's very funny, it's the same way with your smallest offering.
我告诉你，我的奉献不比你少的。
Let me tell you, my offering is not less than yours.
我再讲，我的奉献不比你少。
Let me say it again, my offering is not
less than yours. 我一年从我手里拿出来为主的仆人或者为主的工作。几千块美金。
At least take out a few thousand dollars for God's work and God'sservants out of my hands.
哦，那那么多钱，那你的收入几万块美金是吗
？They will say they probably have tens of thousands, twenty thousands.
不是的。我认为爱不需要受十分之一捆绑
，because now I think that love will not be bound by the one tenth law.
如果我要超过十分之一，这是真的爱的表现。
If you want to surpass the one tenth, then I will really show the true love.
连十分之一都不拿出来，你还以为你爱上帝？你自己讲了还好意思
？You don't even take out one tenth and you say you love God and you feel not ashamed.
我爱主，你说怎么知道爱主呢
？He says I love God, but how?
因为我会讲道
，because I know how to preach.
我会讲道是因为主爱我，不是我爱主。
I know how to preach because God loves me, not I love Him.
信主是因为主爱我，不是因为我爱他。
I can believe in him because he loved me, and not that I love him.
我能侍奉主，不是因为我爱主，是因为主爱我，给我侍奉的机会。
I can serve him because he loves me and gives me the opportunity.
所以士布登怎么样讲呢
？So therefore, what the Spurgeon said.
他说：“上帝啊，我能拣选你，这乃是因为你先拣选我的一个记号，把拣选你的种子放在我里面，所以我能照着你给我的拣选来拣选你。”
The Spurgeon said that God, I have chosen you because you chosen me first and gave me that seed I've chosen. That's why I could choose you in order to serve.
这样神的爱是个主动的爱。
Therefore, God's love is an active love.
在你还不懂得爱他以前，他已经爱你了。
Before you even understand what love is, He has.
当你抵挡他的时候，他已经爱你。
When you are still enemy to Him, He loves you.
甚至你还没有生出来以前，耶稣基督已经为你死了。
Even before you're born, Jesus had died for you.
上帝的爱是超自然的爱。
So therefore, God's love is supernatural.
上帝的爱是圣洁的爱。
His love is a holy love.
上帝的爱是主动的爱。
His love is also an active love.
请问我们今天我们对主的爱是不是主动的爱
？So let me ask you today is Our love to the Lord and active love.
第四样，上帝的爱是怎么样的爱
？Fourth thing, what is God's love?
上帝的爱是奇妙的爱。
His God, His love is a wondrous love.
什么叫做奇妙呢
？What does it mean to be wondrous?
有的人讲奇妙，奇妙，听的人莫名其妙。
And people feel mysterious, wondrous, and everybody get confused.
所以什么叫做奇妙呢
？So what does it mean to be wondrous?
奇妙就是好的事情，但是我们思想想不通，真正成功，这个叫做奇妙。
The wondrous thing are things that are good, but we cannot really comprehend with our mind.
我们想怎么会成功呢
？We say how does it accomplish?
怎么有这样的好事成功呢
？How do such a good thing?
这个我想来想去想不明白。
I can never even think it over.
你看见有一些人很漂亮。娶很丑陋的女孩子嘛
？You see so many pretty people, but married to ugly girls.
哦，有一些很漂亮的男人
，You so handsome a man.
娶一些又丑又不好看的女子
，married a old and ugly woman.
但是他就是爱她爱的要命，两个人在路上走，你说奇妙奇妙。
You say you see them walking together, you say this is a mystery.
相反的，有一些很美丽的女孩子嫁给很难看的男人。
On the other hand, there are a lot of pretty women that married the ugly man.
你自己说 that's not match.
You said that. You said, 你说那个并不配合。
这个不相配呀。哎呀，你替他可惜。
So you feel misfortune for him.
如果我做他的这个advisor， 我告诉他不要不要。
So if I am the counselor, marriage counselor, says, no, don't get married. Such a thing could accomplish. This is what you call
the mystery.
Therefore, I tell you, God's love for us is a wondrous love. It's a love that we can never comprehend why He loves us. In heaven is a Stephen Tong or not, what does it matter?
Stephen Tong, 你也是的，我告诉你。
Now is Stephen Tong, even I am.
天上少一个你也算不得什么。
In heaven is the one less I.
多一个你也没有增加什么。
Increase nothing.
为什么神要拯救我们？
But why does God want to save us?
马丁路德一个很好的朋友叫做 Philip Melanchthon.
Martin Luther has a good friend, Philip Melanchthon.
他在他的书里面有一句这样的话。
In his book, he says this.
他说：“当我走完人生的道路，我有一天要见我的创造者的时候。”
He says, "One day after I finish all the journeys of my life, I will see my Creator."
我如今考虑我要对他讲的第一句话是什么
？Today I'm thinking, what's the first sentence I'm going to say?
如果你的爱人你没有见了几十年，第一句话你要讲什么
？If you haven't seen your lover for tens of years, what's the first thing you say?
你要问什么？你要表达什么
？What do you express？
他怎么样讲的
？What does he say？
他说我决定了。
Says I decide。
我要讲的第一句话是：上帝啊，为什么你爱我
？God, why do you love me？
哦，当我听见那一句话，我的心都很受感动。
When I heard that, it was moved deeply in my.
我看完了，我说主啊，我也要像他。他 original 我 copy。
Says Lord, afterwards I said, Lord, I want to be like that.
我有见着我说主啊，你为什么爱我？他说 Philip Melanchthon 讲，你要讲的是我因为看他的书，所以我就这样讲了。
So when I said, Lord, why do you love me？ So you copy him。
上帝。上帝的爱是奇妙的爱。
God's love is a wondrous love.
为什么说上帝的爱是奇妙的爱呢
？Why do we say that God's love is a wondrous love?
因为上帝爱上我们这些有罪的人。
Because God has loved sinners such as us.
你是肮脏的人。
Dirty
有罪的人
sinners,
有什么可爱呢
nothing lovable.
如果你今天坐在这里听到
here,
听到一般你就感觉到空气不大好
atmosphere is not
但是奇怪、
right.
这空气是左边来不是右边来的
this, atmosphere come
所以你
from left,
你就注意着注意发现、
right.
哎、你隔壁的人三个月没有洗澡所以你就慢慢的 move、
so、
你慢慢的就移动了你很难爱这样的人，对不对？
You cannot love such a person like that,
如果你看见一个小孩子，
when you see a little boy,
很伶俐，
very,
很可爱，
very cute,
很清洁，
clean,
我人人都要抱他一下。
Everybody want to hug him.
有的人还要拉他一把，这么羞耻。
I want to pinch him a little.
因为他很可爱嘛。
He's so so cute.
但你看见那些肮脏的人呢？
When you see those dirty,
你会不会把他拉他一把，抓他一下，亲他一口？
Hug him a little bit, kiss him a little bit, and hold him.
你捏着鼻子，逃之夭夭。
And when you go, just pinch your nose.
我告诉你，神看我们的罪就这样污秽。
But let me tell you, God sees us. Our sin is exactly is that dirty.
我们的罪如同污秽的衣服一样的。
Our sins are like filthy clothes.
那些大麻风的人在耶稣基督的时代要当街说不洁净，不洁净，你们不要靠近我。
Those people who have leprosy in Jesus' time on the street, they had to shout out, "Unclean, unclean! Don't come near me."
耶稣基督对大麻风的人说：“来吧。”他按住他的手。他摸着他的身体，还医治他们的疾病。
Jesus said to this leper, "says Come," and he holds his hand and touches him and touches his body so that he be clean.
这是爱。
This is love.
这是不容易的爱。
This is not an easy love.
有一次我在印尼的巴干西阿比阿比讲道。
There's once I was in India, Bagansi Abi Abi when I was preaching.
这个地方从前是 the largest fishing field. 这个。抓捕鱼的地方，全世界第三大。
And there's a third biggest place that you when catching fish, the place of
Norway, 还有 Newfoundland, 还有印尼的巴干西阿比阿比。
And Norway and Newfoundland and that place, the three places.
有现在已经改变了很多了。
And of course now it's changed a lot.
现在日本是抓鱼的地方。
Because now Japan is a place that catches fish.
还有许多地方是捕鱼的地方。
And a lot of places is for fishing.
所以那个地方就不重要了。
So that place is not important.
这个地方整个地方有50,000个人，其中40,000是中国人，10,000印尼人。
And altogether, 50,000 population, 40,000 Chinese, 10,000 Indonesians.
家家户户迷信的不得了。
And every one of us so superstitious.
那讲完到了以后呢？
And after we
are, 因为那个城市呢，没有自来水，只有雨水，所以几十年活在那里长大的人。有的都中了麻风病，有的没有手，有的还有流脓的。
And because at that place is no natural water, there's no water, but only rainwater. So a lot of people have leprosy.
那时候我刚刚结婚不到一个月。
And that time I was married about a month.
我结婚的第一个礼拜就把我的太太带去布道。
And the first week after I was married, I took my wife to preach.
那么她从前是在有钱人的家庭，从来没有进过这样的地方。
And she of course came from a wealthy family. She never came to such a place.
我们就一同在那里捂手了。
So therefore we're there.
哇，她吓死了。
And she was such a.
这个有很多麻风病的人，怎么样从她捂手呢
？A lot of people came in with the leprosy hands.
我当时讲上帝的啊，上帝现在很难爱出来了。
I said God's love is so hard to express.
所以我就站在那里捂手了。
So I standing there and shaking.
你捂手捂到那个没有手指还会动的，有一点奇怪的感觉。
When you start touching those no fingers but still move, if you 你
捂手捂到那些草色的有很奇怪的感觉。
If you start touching those skins, you start to feel very sick. 捂
手了以后，我再同他们谈。
And after you shake hands, I talk to them.
还有一次，我到这个巴勒邦的地方讲道。
And there's once I went to another place.
他们把我带到一个麻风病的地方，真正完全麻风病的。
And they take me to a place that was put all the lepers.
我从来没有看到过那样的礼拜堂。
I never seen such a church.
讲道的人从哪边进来
？And the preachers come out from this end.
麻风病人从那边进来听到。
And、the lepers come from the other side.
中间的这个台就是一个墙这么高。
And from the middle there is a wall about this.
所以我从这里讲到讲完就回去，不可以见面的。
And when I talk to them after I to speak to them, I have to leave.
就是政府用这个办法来把这个好人从麻风病的人隔绝起来。
And this is the government law so that to separate the lepers and the people.
那天我讲完道，他们很受感动。
And that day after I preached,
他说：“唐先生，我们要同你一同拍照，好不好
？”He says, "The brother Tang, could I just take a photo?"
我说在哪里拍照啊
？I said, "Where?"
他说在礼拜堂门口，你下来从那边去吧。
He says, "In front of the church, you just come down and walk around."
管理麻风病的人是不能，你不能去。
And the controller there says, "No, you can't go."
政府的规定你不能去。
It's government law, you can't go.
他说是，但是上帝的恩典我可以去。
And I said, "Yes, but because of God's grace, I can go."
我就冲过去了。
So therefore, I ran.
他们拍照完了以后呢
？After we took a picture,
他们很感谢，一个一个同我握手。
Each one of us.
他们都是麻风病的人。
And they're all lepers.
我那时候主啊主啊要死掉了，这一次。主啊，我知道你是爱，但是很难爱呀。这
身
边的麻风病好厉害呀、啊！怎么办呢
？So severe！
我就把手伸出来
，So I take out my hand，
就碰他们握手了。这个容易不容易啊？这个不容易，但是这个要学啊！
啊，
圣经说爱不是单站在口头上
，God says love is not just what you say，
爱不是单在言语上
，Love is not just in words，
爱在你的行为中诚实上
，Love is in your honesty and your action。
你爱上帝吗
？You love God。
你爱基督徒吗
？You love Christians。
你爱仇敌吗
？You love your enemy。
你爱你的牧师吗
？You love your。
你爱你的教会吗？你是口里爱
，You love in your mouth，
或者你的行为里面爱
，Do you love？
你真正的爱吗
？You love？
上帝爱我们这些罪人
，You know that God loves us sinners。
上帝爱我们这些仇敌反对他的人
，God also loves us who are His enemies。
这个爱是奇妙的爱
，And this love is a wondrous love。
上帝爱我们这些卑微的人
，And God loves such as unworthy people。
我们这样卑微的人，神就爱我们
，And such unworthy people like us， God still loves us。
我就不接受这三个字
，I'll never accept these three words。
我不是罪人。
I'm not sinners.
我不是神的仇敌。
I'm not his enemy.
我不是卑微的人。
I'm not unworthy.
世人照人的看法，你是好人。
Yes, of course, according to human standard, you're good.
你的良心曾经责备过你。
But your conscience has scorned you before.
你的神已经把圣洁的道德力放在人的里面。
Because God has given a clean conscience of choosing you.
在人眼中我是好人。
In man's standard, you're good.
用人的标准，我是尊贵的人。
In man's eyesight, you're honored.
在神的眼中，我们都是罪人，我们都是仇敌，我们都是卑微。
But in God's eyesight, we are all sinners. We're all his enemies. We're all unworthy.
我们每个人看自己大得不得了。
You all see yourself such a great man.
我是伟大的人。
Since I'm such a great person.
虽然我的 size 不伟大。
Maybe I don't have a great size.
但是我里面很伟大。
But inside of me,
我看自己很伟大。
I see myself big.
请问你多少伟大？
But how big are you?
你多大？
How great are you?
我告诉你，太阳比地球哪里大？
Let me ask you, how big is the sun compared to earth?
太阳从地球哪里大？
Which one is bigger, the earth or the sun?
你们回答哪一个大？
Which one is bigger?
哪一个大？太阳大，大多少？
Sun, how big is it?
有没有一千倍？
Is it 1,000 times?
有。有没有一万倍？
Is it 10,000 times?
有没有？有没有10,000 times?
Is it 100,000 times?
你有越来越小声了哈。有没有100,000 倍？
Is it any 100,000 times?
有没有100,000 倍？
Is it 1,000,000 times?
我告诉你，越来越不敢讲了。
Nobody could dare to say.
太阳比地球大135到150万倍那么大。
We know that the sun is bigger than Earth about 1.3 to 1.5 billion times.
如果太阳这么大的话
，If the sun is that big,
我告诉你，地球呢就像女孩子缝衣服那个大头。
That we know that the Earth compared to such a pinpoint.
那么，请问，如果我把地球放大150万倍
？Now let me see. If I magnify this Earth with a million or 500,000 times,
我把这个地球放大了。
Let me magnify this Earth.
有放大了以后，我把画一个世界的地图在这里。
And then I just draw a map there.
中国在这里。
This is China.
这个是这个韩国。
And this is Korea.
这个是苏联。这个是 Scandinavia.
Russia,
这个是意大利。意大利像鞋子，所以他们做鞋子做的差不多。
So they can make a lot of shoes.
这个是土耳其，
Turkey,
这个是非洲，
Africa,
这个是阿拉伯，
Arabia,
那个神经病的 Ayatollah Khomeini 在这里。
Ayatollah Khomeini there.
这个是印度，
India,
这是越南，
Asia,
这是马来西亚，
Malaysia,
这个是印度尼西亚，
Indonesia,
这个是苏拉威西，
Sulawesi,
这个是这个 New Guinea,
New Guinea,
这个是 Australia,
Australia,
那么这个是日本，
Japan,
这个是台湾，
Taiwan,
这个是菲律宾，
Indian,
这个是斯里兰卡，
Lanka,
这个是这个 Madagascar。 那么这美国不太重要，在后面。
好
了，我的东半球在这里。
This is the East Hemisphere。
那么请问亚洲在哪里
？Where's Asia？
亚洲在这里。
This is Asia。
请问这个中国在哪里
？Where's China？
中国在这里。
China is there。
那么你现在移到美国来了。
Now you have moved to America。
所以我把地球转过来了。
So I turned towards the right。
就美国在这里。
So America is there。
这就是美国。
This is America。
这个是这个 Florida。
Florida。
这个是这个叫 Mexico。这个是南美洲，这个是 Cuba， 这个是 Alaska， Alaska 是上海人发现的。
Alaska is discovered by Chinese。
他们到哪里，他说 Alaskanian， 所以变成 Alaska。那么这个是这个加拿大，
是 Canada。
这个是五湖，那么请问呢，美国在哪里啊？
Where is America？
美国在这里，在这里。那么我请问这个叫什么州啊？ Pennsylvania 在哪里？
Where is Pennsylvania？
这里是 Pennsylvania 吗？
Pennsylvania
在这里， Pennsylvania 在你。那请问 Pittsburgh 在哪里啊？
Pittsburgh
在这里。那么请问 Pittsburgh 中国教会在哪里啊？
Pittsburgh Chinese Church？
在这里。那么请问 Pittsburgh 中国教会你在哪里啊？
Where are you in the church？
你在这里。
It's like this。
你小的不得了。
So small。
我告诉你，以为你大的不得了。
You think you're so big？
你何等卑微。
You know how？
你虽然这么卑微啊，你用你的双手说：“上帝，我反对你。”你看见了吗
？But although how minute you are, you still say, "God, I oppose you."
那位创造宇宙万物的神，看见你这样卑微的反抗他。好了，反抗就反抗了。
But this God who created the whole universe, see you opposing him, he says, "Let you go."
你反对我，还是给你好好的生活
？He said, "You oppose me, I still let you go."
我还带领你
，I still lead you.
这到有一天你自然会懂就好了。
Until one day you understand naturally.
如果你不懂，是你自己亏本，不是我自己亏本。
If you don't understand, it's your own misfortune.
你看见没有？上帝的爱是奇妙的
God's love is wonderful
因为他爱我们这些罪人
Because he loves us such as sinners
爱我们这些仇敌
Loves us as enemies
爱我们这些卑微的人
Loves us who's unworthy and minute
上帝的爱是超然爱
God's love is a supernatural love
上帝的爱是圣洁的爱
It's also a holy love
上帝的爱是主动的爱
It's a love with action
上帝的爱是奇妙的爱
It's a wondrous love
我们看见神的爱这些的性质我们就怎么样的感想呢
With all these character quality of God's love What do you think?
第五样上帝的爱是耶
And fifthly, God's love is eternal.
人的爱不是永远的爱。
Man's love is not eternal.
有哪一种爱比在恋爱中间，在初恋中间的爱更单纯
？Is any love is pure or simpler than the first love that people have?
有哪一种爱比母亲的爱更伟大的
？Is any love is greater than mother's love?
但是上帝今天对我们讲这句话语。
But now God has talked to us this sentence.
他说：“母亲岂能忘记她亲爱的孩子吗
？”So that how could a mother forget her own child?
母亲岂能忘记她？他自己所生的婴孩吗
？How could she forget the child she gave birth to？
如果有忘记的
，If she forgets，
神说我不忘记。
Says I still will not forget。
上帝爱是永远的爱。
God's love is eternal。
上帝爱是不改变的爱。
His love will never change。
当我的母亲33岁做寡妇的时候
，When my mother was 33 years old, she was a widow。
她流了许多的眼泪。
She has shed many tears。
她的心痛苦的不得了。
In her heart, she was very, very sorrowful。
她感到做人没有什么意思。
She feels that there's not much meaning。
但是她看到还有活着的这七个孩子同一个女儿。
She looked at the 7 sons and 1 daughter。
主啊，你给我力量，我把他们好好养大。
She said, "Lord, give me strength. Let me raise them."
我没有怪你。
She said, "I didn't blame you."
我没有怀疑你。
I didn't doubt you.
我知道你的爱。我现在虽然很痛苦，但我不能了解。有一天我会了解。
I know your love, although I feel very sorrowful inside, but I still will understand one day.
我们许多时候才刚看这个一段的时间而已。
And sometimes we only see that a period of time only.
神要我们看永远。
But God wants to see us for eternity.
过了几十年过去了以后。
Tens of twenties of years passed.
我母亲年老的时候
，When my mother became old,
她看见她的儿女一个一个蒙上帝赐福。
When she started to see that all her children started to be blessed by her.
当我小的时候
，When I was small,
每天我起来听见的第一个声音是母亲祷告读圣经的声音。
The first voice that I hear every day when I wake up is the voice of my mother praying and reading Bible.
当我9岁的时候
，When I was 9 years old,
母亲常常把我带到山上去参加祈祷会。
Mother always take me to up in the mountain and went attend the prayer meeting.
我们在山上聚会一个钟头以后才让我去读书。
And after I had gone to the meeting for an hour in the mountain, then I go to school.
当我小的时候，常常看见我妈妈每一个礼拜五都出门。
And every Friday, I used to see my mother leave the home.
我说妈，为什么礼拜五都要出门
？Then why mommy always leave home?
她说我已经受主的恩典这么多。
He says I have received so much blessing from the Lord.
我说什么叫做主的恩典这么多？爸爸死了，我们都很辛苦，为什么叫主的恩典这么多
？I always have such a hard life because daddy had died. How could you say that God has a lot of blessing?
她说儿啊，你不知道基督为我们舍命，为我们钉十字架，这个深恩大爱比什么还更要紧
？He says, son, you do not know such a deep and great love Jesus have, which surpasses everything when he went to the cross to die.
所以我每一个礼拜我一定要去探访，一定要带领人归主。
So every Friday I must go visit to lead people to Christ.
这是我对神的理由。
This is the covenant I have set up with God.
我的母亲她这样做。
And my mother has done that.
有时候我看见拜物，她会带一包东西去。
And I see that sometimes when she goes visitation, she bring a bag of something.
我的母亲，你带什么东西出去
？Mother, what did you bring?
她说我们虽然不大有钱，但是我们现在生活还够穿够吃，有更穷的人，我要把这一包米带去给她。
She says, although that we are poor, but we still have enough to eat or the way to live out, I want to give this.Bag of rice to someone else who is poorer.
我们从很有钱的家庭，神的磨练，神给我们进到一个很困难的地步里面。
We were so rich once before, but because of the trial from God to shape us, to mold us, became so hard.
带一点，我发现我的母亲礼拜天都不吃饭。
Therefore, I found out another thing that my mother never eats on Sunday.
我说为什么妈妈你礼拜天不吃饭呢
？Why, mommy, they never eat on Sunday?
她说我礼拜天尽是为全世界神的仆人祷告。
She says, Friday, Sunday, I fast and pray for all God's servants in the world.
当我十七岁的时候
，When I was 17,
我奉献就传道了。
I gave myself to
过不久，我哥哥也奉献了。
Not too much later, my brother.
再一年，我弟弟也奉献。
And also my younger brother.
再过两年，我从大陆出来的哥哥也奉献传道。
Two years later, my another brother offered himself.
还有另外一个又到美国去念神学了。
Another one went to America to study seminary.
所以在两三年里面，我们有五个兄弟做传道。
In two or three years, the five brothers among us became ministers.
所以这个家庭的经济又在低下去了。
So therefore, the financial situation dropped again.
不久又，我发现我的母亲礼拜六也不吃饭。
So therefore, I found out later on my mother doesn't eat on Monday.
我说妈妈，为什么礼拜六也不吃饭呢？
Why is it my mommy you don't eat on Saturday?
她说我礼拜六尽是为我的五个孩子做传道祷告。
Saturday I pray and fast and pray for my own five sons.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神丢弃人吗
？Does God forsake man?
神不要人吗
？Does God doesn't want man?
上帝说我不撇下你，
God、
我也不丢弃。
I will not forsake you. I will not forget you.
这一段的痛苦你不知道，但是有一天你会知道。
This period of suffering you will understand, but later you will. One day you will.
我们不要在暂时中间看暂时，我们要从永远来看暂时。
Let us not stay in a short period of time see temporary thing, but stay in eternity to see this temporary.
一个人与永远发生关系的时候，他再看现今，他就知道真正的价值不是这样简短的。
And when a person he has a relation with his eternity, he will know when he sees this temporary thing it doesn't have that only that value there.
上帝的爱是永远的爱。
God's love is eternal love.
他没有撇下我们。
He has not forsaken us.
他没有丢弃我们。
He has not thrown us away.
第六样
，the sixth thing，
上帝的爱是怎么样的爱呢
？What kind of love is God's love？
上帝的爱是牺牲的爱。
God's love is a self-sacrificial love.
上帝把自己的独生子赐下来，为人的罪钉死在十字架。
God has given us His only begotten Son to be crucified for our sins.
所以耶稣基督担当了你我应当受的咒诅。
But Jesus has taken on His shoulder the curse that we should have on you and I.
不要讲话。
Please do not.
耶稣基督为我们受了神的审判。
When Jesus has taken the judgment for us,
耶稣基督我们舍弃他的宝血，为我们舍弃他的生命。
He has forsaken his own life and his own blood for us.
当我们的主在十字架上的时候
，When our Lord was on the cross,
他以很严肃的话说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
Very seriously, said out to the Father, said, "Father, forgive them because they do not know what they do."
今天你心里面有一些刚硬固执的东西，所以到现在你听不见这些伟大的话语。
Something in your heart that's so hard andAnd as strong that you cannot even hear these words up until today.
如果你注意整个人类的历史，没有一个人的口曾经讲过这种的话，除了耶稣基督做开头以外。
If you pay attention to the history, no one have ever said this except Jesus on the cross.
Jesus is the first one in the man's history to show forth the love to forgive the enemies. 耶稣基督在十字架上第一个把赦免仇敌的爱表现出来。约翰年老的时候他说：“主为我们赦免，我们从此就知道。”什么叫做爱
？When John was old, he wrote, "He says the Lord has laid down His life for us. From here, we know what is His love."
中国人讲仁
，In Chinese, we talk about
kindness.
Kindness.
我们中国人讲义
，We talk about righteousness.
我们中国人讲爱
，We talk about love.
孟子就讲爱，老子讲爱，这个孟子讲兼爱。
Confucius talk about love. The Taoists also did, and so did Mao Zedong.
苏格拉底讲爱，柏拉图讲爱。
Socrates, Plato all talk about love.
他们讲 Eros， 他们讲 Philia， 他们讲这个爱，许多不同的字。
They all use different words, Philos and Eros about love.
那我告诉你，没有一个人真正明白什么叫做爱。除非他来到耶稣基督十字架，割开他的这些情形下面。
There will not be a person in this world ever understand what truly love means unless he come to the cross in Golgotha.
父啊，赦免他们。
It says, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because whatever they do, they do not know.
耶稣基督十字架上的，我的神，我的神，为什么你离弃我
？Jesus has cried out on the cross, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
这句话什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
为什么神离弃基督呢
？Why does God has forsaken Jesus?
没有一个人会完全明白这句话的意思是什么。
Nobody will ever comprehend. understand entirely what this meaning.
但我们至少知道一件事。
At least we know one thing.
因为基督站在你我罪人受审判的地位，圣洁的神就暂时离开他了。
Because Jesus has taken this position of you and I, the sinner, so therefore temporarily God has forsaken him.
这是牺牲的爱。
This is a love of self-sacrifice.
愿意放弃自己的爱。
He's ready to lay down himself.
愿意担当我们痛苦的爱。
Ready to take up our sufferings.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple example.
如果有一天我看见有一个人
，Today, if for example, one day I see a man.
拿着一个手枪
，Takes a gun.
对准着这位弟兄
，Start pointing at him.
他差不多被杀死以前
，Is ready to be killed.
他不知道。
He doesn't know.
我远远的看见了
，and I see it from very far.
我看那个就要快要放枪了
，I see that he's ready to pull the trigger.
当这快要放枪的时候
，he's ready to pull the trigger.
我想就要发生一件很可怕的事情
，I think that this is probably a horrible thing going to happen.
我爱他
，I love him.
我看这个年轻人还有很前途很远大
，I see that this young man has a lot of good future.
我不要他死
，I don't want him to die.
但是我现在讲没有办法
，but today if I say it, it can't help.
现在已经快要到了
，it's ready to happen.
快快冲出来
，so as it's ran over.
当这个子弹快要到以前
，so when this before this bullet hits,
我冲到他的面前来
，I rush to him.
那个一放枪的时候，枪打死我没有打死他
and the gun shot and hits him and not him
结果他没有死
and therefore he didn't die
我代替他的地位死
I have died for him
你明白这个意思吗
do you understand this
是基督代替我们站在罪人的地位受神的审判
Jesus has taken instead of us on the same position of sinners
除此以外
aside from this
你的罪永远没有别的办法
there's no any other way to solve your problem
我今天不单单同你谈为什么要信耶稣
today I'm not just talk to you why should you believe
但是我要问你你做人许多良心的控告思想上的肮脏，你一生的污秽，谁替你解决
？Who? Let me ask you this: Who solved your problem of all the condemnations of your conscience and all the dirty thoughts and all your dirty lives?
你讲一年过一年，有一天你会离开世界。You have to prepare to meet your God. 你要预备迎接你的上帝。请问你预备好了没有
？Are you ready to meet your God?
除了十字架以外，没有别的救法。
Aside from the Calvary, there's no any other way.
除了耶稣基督的死以外，没有别的救恩。
Aside from Jesus' death, there's no other salvation.
除了耶稣的宝血以外，没有拯救人脱离罪恶的能力。
There's no other way besides through Jesus' blood in order to be saved or redeemed.
上帝的爱是一个牺牲的爱。
God's love is a self-sacrificial love.
上帝的爱是差遣他的儿子为我们死的爱。
God's love is a love that He sent down His Son to die for us.
最后一样
The last thing.
上帝的爱是一个忧伤的爱
God's love is a love of sorrow.
The sorrowful love.
The sorrowful love.
为什么在爱里面会有忧伤
Why do we say there is a sorrow in His love?
你们真经历爱的人，你就了解这是什么意思
You truly experience love, you understand what this is.
小孩子以为爱就是很快乐的事情
The little kids know that the love just something happy.
但是当你真正进入到爱里面了，你知道有一些时候爱给你一些很痛苦的感觉
Once you enter into true love, you really know that love gives you some sorrowful feelings.
哪里有真正的爱，哪里有眼泪
Where there's true love, there's tears.
哪里有真正的爱，哪里常常有矛盾
Where there's true love, there's contradiction.
哪里有真正的爱，哪里可能有忧伤
With the true love, there's possibility of sorrow.
有一次我在一个地方讲道讲完了以后
There's once I was preaching in a place after we had preached.
有一个五十多岁的姐妹到前面来
A 50-year-old sister came to me.
那个时候我才26岁
At that time I was 26.
这个姐妹呢来见我的时候
And this sister when she came to see me.
她就躺下来，我听你讲道很欢喜
She says, Brother Tom, when I heard you, I feel very happy about your sermon.
很欢喜，但是她流眼泪
Oh, she's so happy, she started to cry.
怎么欢喜会流眼泪呢
I'm so happy, how could you cry?
所以我就问她说，你为什么很伤心
So why are you so sorrow?
我想你心里一定很沉重的
Must be something heavy in your heart.
她说是的
He said yes.
因为你的面很像我的孩子，所以我很伤心。
Says because you look so much like my son, so I feel very sorrowful.
我的脸像他孩子，他应该很高兴才对。
If I look much like his son, her son should be very happy.
难道他妒忌别人的孩子，面像他的孩子吗
？Is he envious of other people who look like her son?
他我的孩子像你。
He says my son look like you.
他的年龄像你。
His age is like you.
他的这个身材像你。
His height is like you.
他的声音像你。
His voice is like you.
他的面貌像你。
His appearance like you.
一直讲，一直流泪。
The more she talked, the more she cried.
我知道了，触景伤情，他的孩子一定死掉。
So probably her son had died. When she see it, she started to feel sorry.
她看见了，我就想起她的孩子。
When she saw me, and she started to feel sorry.
但我不敢说她的孩子死掉吧，这句话。
Don't dare to say that sentence. You are.
所以我说你的孩子在哪里，让他自己打。
She said your son is.
你的孩子在，他说在加卡塔。
He says my son is at Jakarta.
所以我就知道他孩子还没有死的。
So I know that his son is not dead.
那么他孩子没有死，为什么他哭得这样伤心
？So why is he so sorrowful crying?
我就问他为什么你这样伤心呢
？So why is he so sorrowful?
你知道他怎么样回答
？What do you want? She said.
他说我的孩子像你一样。
He says my son is like you.
像你的年龄。
Like your age.
像你的高大。
Like your height.
像你的身材。
Like your stature.
像你的面貌。
Like your face.
但是不同的是吗
？But the thing different.
你年纪轻轻奉献被上帝所用。
But you're so young and you offer yourself to serve God.
他用他青春的活力去。犯罪赌博
But he uses his own youth to do all things gambling, lust, and all other things that you mentioned.
So
when I heard that,
and
I was moved deeply into my heart. I know that it's true love.
哪里有真正的爱, 哪里就有可能有忧伤.
When there's true love, there's possibility of being sorrow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, if I said somebody who cries for you very often, what do you feel?
那个人并不是失恋的人, 单恋你的人.
It's not somebody who just loves you and you don't love him. It's not a person who wants you.
那个人不是你所看不起的人.
It's not a person who you despise.
那个人是真正对你的前途有目标的人.
That person who's really pay attention to what your future, who cares you truly.
你有什么感觉呢?
What did you feel?
如果那人是你妈妈,
if that is your mother,
如果那人是你最好的朋友,
if that's your best friend,
他为你难过,
he feels sorrowful for you.
无动于衷吗?
You have nothing stirred inside of your heart. But in Jesus' name, I want to tell you
创造你的主,
that this creator of you has been sorrowful for
圣经告诉我们,
you. The Bible tells us
上帝看人在地上所犯的罪很大, 他心中极其忧伤.
And God was very, very sorry for us when he sees that the great wickedness on this earth.
今天晚上,
tonight,
我要告诉你,
I want to tell you
神的爱的性质是这样的性质,
this quality, this nature of God's love is like this. And besides him, there's no other love like
今天晚上,
this night,
我请问你肯不肯离开你的罪,
I want to ask you whether are you willing to leave your sin
归向上帝,
and to come back to God,
接受这个爱,
to accept this love,
把你的心门打开来,
to open up your heart.
当你的心没有打开以前,
before you open your heart,
神的恩典临到你,
when God's love comes to you,
怎样临,
no matter how it pours down, no matter how it pours,
你都没有得到帮助,
you'll never be helped.
今天晚上,
but tonight,
当你把你的心门打开来了,
you want to open up your heart.
你说主啊,
he said, Lord,
我要接受你的爱,
I want to accept your love.
主的爱流到你生命,
and God's love flows
主到,
to you,
进到你的心中,
and come into you.
它不但充满你,
not only fill you,
还要叫你的生命 丰丰富富流露,
so that your life will be so abundant, your overflow.
请问你肯不肯?
Let me ask you, are you willing?
今天晚上,
tonight,
接受上帝的爱,
accept God's love.
不要再等,
do not wait anymore.
今天晚上,
tonight,
把你的心打开来,
open up your heart.
虽然你许多事对神你不明白,
many things that you probably won't understand about God.
我告诉你, 没有一件事有资格拦住你, 使你不接受上帝的爱.
Let me tell you, there's nothing that is really should obstacle you from coming to God.
Nothing should be the obstacle for receiving the love of God in your life. And tonight, open your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, I order you. I advise you. I persuade you. Come to him with a vessel of love to accept the love of God. Will you? Will you? Let's pray. 我们低头祷告。 主啊，我们感谢你。 主啊，你的爱是圣洁的爱。 主啊，你的爱是超自然的爱。 主啊，你的爱是主动的爱。 主啊，你的爱是奇妙的爱。 主啊，你的爱是忧伤的爱， 主啊，你的爱是永远的爱， 你的爱是牺牲耶稣基督为我们流出宝血，舍弃生命， 被钉在木头上， 担当我们众人过犯的爱。 主啊，我们恳求你今天晚上 用这伟大的爱感化我们， 给我们不但懂得你的爱， 也懂得怎么样把你的爱分授出去， 让别人与我们同得福音的好处。 主啊，你听我们的祷告， 我们感谢你， 我们赞美你。 主啊，求主这个时候
在我们的心中工作，爱如潮水涌进我心，爱如潮水涌进我心，我尽忠心，我尽接受，爱如潮水涌进我心，涌进我心，涌进我心，涌进我心，爱如潮水涌进我心，我尽忠心。
我尽接受，爱如潮水涌进我心。当我们低头闭眼睛的时候，我要奉主的名问你一句话：有哪一个人今天晚上你愿意接受主的爱？
Anyone of you here tonight would like to accept Jesus?
神要拯救你，
God wants to save you.
把新的生命给你，
He want to give you the new life.
你说主啊，今天晚上我到你的面前。
You said, Lord, I come here to you tonight.
我接受你的爱，
I want to accept your love.
我只问你一次，
I only ask you once.
我不要重复，
I don't want to repeat.
请你抓住神给你的机会。
Please grab onto this opportunity God gives you.
有哪一个人，
is anybody here
愿意接受上帝的爱，
would like to receive God's love?
请你把手举起来，
please just raise up your hand.
举掉放下去。
After you raise, please put it down.
有哪一个人，
anyone，
感谢上帝，
thank the Lord.
还有哪一个人，
is anyone else
接受上帝的爱，
want to receive，
今天晚上接受他，
tonight you want to receive，
请把手举起来，
please raise your hand.
有没有，
is anyone，
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
还有哪一个人， 接受主的爱，你不要等候，感谢上帝。
Thank the Lord。
举了放下去。
Please put your
hand. 感谢上帝。
Thank the Lord。
举了放下去。
Put your hand.
还有哪一个人
？Anyone else？
现在举手。
Please raise your hand.
现在回答主。
Now you answer.
感谢上帝。
Thank the Lord。
举了放下去。
Please。
还有哪一个人
？Anyone else？
有没有最后一个人
？Any last person？
若是没有
，is no one here。
我就要结束。
Then I'm going to stop。
最后一个人，请把手举起来。
Last person, please raise your hand。
还有哪一个人
？Anyone else？
现在我问第二个问题。
Let me ask you a second question.
有哪一个人你说主啊，我对你的爱不够。
He says, Lord, I don't have enough love for you.
求你教导我爱你。
Please teach me how to love you.
教我更多爱你。
Let me love you more.
我真心爱你。
Oh, I want to love you with a true heart.
我热爱你。
I want to love you fervently.
从我心灵的深处爱你。
From the depths of my spirit, I want to love you.
被你十字架的爱感动了爱你。
And being moved by your holy love in the cross, I want to love you.
这样的基督徒。
Is there any such kind of Christian?
请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
感谢上帝，感谢上帝，感谢上帝，感谢上帝，感谢上帝，感谢上帝。我们大家站起来祷告。
Let's all stand up and pray.
我们大家站起来祷告。
Let's all stand up and pray.
我们安静半分钟在上帝的面前。
Let's be quiet for half an hour, half a minute before God.
请几位带领祷告，用一句两句话祷告，请不要长。
We have a few brothers and sisters pray for us, just one or two sentences. Do not be long.
无论哪一个人
，anybody，
现在开始
，start from now。
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen. 所以我们大家开声祷告，为我们亲爱的朋友，我们亲爱的亲戚，我们亲爱的邻居，还没有信主，还没有到主面前，求主拯救他们。我们一同开声祷告，每一位开声祷告。
All pray with our voices.
主啊，我们在你面前感谢，我们赞美你。你不但爱我们，你要我们爱别人。我们在你的面前有许多的亏欠，主啊，你赦免我们，你的宝血洗净我们。主啊，我们原不懂得怎么样爱，我们如今在你面前的心中很羞愧。主啊，求主你的宝血洗净我们。主啊，你的大能大力覆庇我们的身上，今天你就感动我们每一个人，你就改造我们每一个人，我们把荣耀归给你。
这是讲坛录音侍奉，很高兴你收听我们的录音带，请你把我们的工作介绍给你的朋友，并请为我们祈祷，谢谢。
This is the Gospel Tape Ministry. We want to thank you for listening to our tapes. Please introduce our work to your friendsAnd continue to pray for us.